You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Father's Quilt. I'm your host, Christina Doyle. Thank you for joining us this afternoon, right after the Holy Mass. Let's begin with a prayer, shall we? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty, ever-living God, grant that we may always conform our will to yours, and serve your majesty in sincerity of heart, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we've just celebrated Thanksgiving. Were you tired? Have you been worn out by all of, between the pandemic and different things that have happened along the way? The world is in a turmoil, isn't it, brothers and sisters? The mind, heart, and body, they suffer tremendously under the duration of this kind of anxiety and uncertainty and fear. And amid the crisis of the last few months, our world has been held captive with varying degrees of these stresses. COVID-19, the financial devastation, the rioting, the social unrest, it all takes a toll. No country, no culture, no language or society has escaped the barrage of distressing news that confronts us all. Is it any wonder we suffer with our body, our heart, and our mind? For some, it may be the pain of the loss of a beloved one that has shattered their heart. For others, it may be an ongoing relationship issue that devastates one's spirit, family difficulties that destroy one's held dreams and expectations, loneliness that drains one's soul, a broken marriage that crushes one's trust in another, financial difficulty that suffocates peace of mind, caregiving and its accompanying compassion fatigue, or a chronic illness that erodes one's resolve, and the list goes on. Have you ever struggled, brothers and sisters, with wanting just to give up through the sheer weariness of it all? And do the following words resonate with some of the lowest moments in your life? I'm wore out with sobbing. I'm tired of crying. I'm tired. All night I flood my bed with weeping, drenching it with tears. Well, guess what? You're not alone. Those are the words of King David, found in Psalm 6. Let me see if I can find it for you. Well, you know what? Let's not find that one because it's a sad one, right? I myself have walked down through that path, brothers and sisters. We all have. And it was due to a very traumatic illness, and I've had many other things that have happened along the way. It's through God's grace that I'm still standing. And though my walk through the valley of weariness may have its roots from a different source than that of others most certainly have faced greater challenges. I know that. The difficulties we face are both unique and similar in their ability to wear us down, right? the same result. We're wore out, and we all feel that. And perhaps sharing a few simple tools that I have found might be a lifeline to those who relate to this whole broadcast, and give understanding and perspective to those who don't yet. First of all, name your blessings directly to God. When we are weary, we are in such a state of body and mind that it's even difficult to even think about the smallest ways what lifts our hearts. And at some point, even in my illness, I decided, which is the truth, I kept a journal, a gratitude journal. And it was called, it was called An Abundant Life. And I wrote in that journal. And when I started realizing how many things I was grateful for, and how like I had so much to be thankful for, I hadn't realized. But it's a real eye-opener. When you folk take the time each day to identify even the simple basic blessing and writing it down in one sentence that begins with, "Today I am thankful for," in spite of the physical challenges of being both blind and deaf, Helen Keller evidently came to understand the principle by putting it like this. She said, "I thank God for my handicaps, for through them I have found myself, my work, and my God." Psalm 118 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." This passage by King David is repeated multiple times throughout the Psalms. So this focused gratitude principle must have worked well for him too. The focus here then is to look around on what you see and identify elements of God's creation that we so often take for granted, and then praise him for it. I learned that thankfulness is a powerful antidote to weariness. Our great God planned his creation to include both breathtaking beauty and joy. King David, a man who suffered loss, anxiety, and fears, loneliness, family trials, and relationship issues. Psalm 104 is a beautiful example of this, and it's an inspiring passage to read again and again. So I've got Psalm 104, and it's a lengthy one, and I'm not planning on reading it all, but I'm just going to go right in my Bible. I'm going to get to, first, I'm going to, a couple of verses at the beginning, and then right into verse 31 to 35, okay? "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, wrapped in light as with a garment. You stretch out the heavens like a tent. You set the beams of your chambers on the waters. You make your clouds your chariot. You ride on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers, fire and flame your ministers. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works, who looks on the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord." Such a beautiful prayer, brothers and sisters. Such a beautiful psalm. Psalm 104. The think this and not that method, you know, like think about this and not think about that. That's actually found through Philippians chapter 4. "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about those things." The replacement principle is simple. When negative thoughts, brothers and sisters, hang on to this, when negative thoughts start creeping in, immediately replace it with good thoughts. And folks, let me tell you, it works. A few examples might be, put out fear and doubt by recalling God's faithfulness. Put out irrational negative thoughts by meditating on your blessings, no matter how small. Put out despair over personal problems by reflecting on God's promises. Put out feelings of bitterness by remembering the forgiveness and grace God has personally extended to you and I. You get the idea? Proverbs 4. Let me see if I can find it. I'm a little slow. I don't know why I'm so slow, but I am. Maybe it's my age. All right, so Proverbs 4. I'm finding. Oh, yes, here we go. Proverbs 4. Here we are. Listen, children, to a father's instruction, and be attentive that you may gain insight. For I give you good precepts. Do not forsake my teaching. When I was a son with my father, tender and my mother's favorite, he taught me and said to me, "Let your heart hold fast to my words. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get insight. Do not forget nor turn away." And then it goes on. So this is a beautiful part. Verse 20. My child, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them escape from your sight, and keep them within your heart. For they are life to those who find them, and healing to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flows the springs of life. Put away your crooked speech, and put devious talk far from you. Let your eyes look directly forwards, and your gaze be straight before you. Keep straight the path of your feet, and all your ways will be sure. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Turn your foot away from evil. In other words, brothers and sisters, we mustn't drift, right? Protect your heart from the evil one. Okay, don't be swayed. Be firm in your conviction to the Lord. That's what it's all about. Hope is a companion of faith. Its strength comes from our complete trust in God, in God's promises. It's very different from positive thinking, brothers and sisters. I'm not talking about that at all, right? I'm not talking about positive thinking. It enables us to tolerate difficult circumstances rather than just having the ability to put anxieties aside. It appears this was another guiding principle for Helen Keller. She once said, "It gives me a deep, comforting sense that things seen are temporal and things unseen are eternal." This is straight out of the Bible, from the words of the Apostle Paul, and you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Having endured many severe trials in his own life, Paul knew the value of looking forward to the future. He often reminds us that life will be difficult, but in the midst of all of that's hard, he says, "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer." Romans 12. I have actually that particular phrase on my refrigerator door. Be hopeful, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. If we do not cultivate a hopeful heart, it's difficult to have faith and trust in the overriding plan that God is unrolling before us. God's truthfulness and reliable promises encourage us to hold on to the hope that is ours. This hope is like an anchor for us. It is strong and sure, and it keeps us safe. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18. Next idea, brothers and sisters, and next lesson is pray often. Turning to God works far better than turning on the television or whatever else we might do. It may be helpful to remind ourselves that weariness is nothing new and that preventing difficulties is not God's primary focus, right? Spiritual development is, though. See, that's the difference. Just because we're Catholic Christians, Christian Catholics, whatever, doesn't spare us from the trials and challenges of life. But to have God as our rock, that's the difference between a believer and a non-believer. Nearly 2,000 years ago, Jesus said to everyone, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest." Matthew chapter 11. He and the Father knew the challenges believers face. And although God may not always remove the trial as we ask, or free us from having to endure it, He will always be by our side to guide us through it step by step. Ask Him for His guidance and presence in your life. And consider this, do we take the time to reflect on and notice His presence? Do we think about all the times He has led us and intervened in our lives? My gosh, brothers and sisters, I have to read to you a story from and I won't give you his name. It just rings a bell so true and so encouraging that I just have to share it with you. Okay, so here is the situation. Let me tell you. Here it goes. It starts off saying, "Judge for yourself." During the COVID-19, I'm just going to read what I have here. This was all, there was in Toronto at the mall called the Scarborough Town Center, there had been a shooting. During the COVID-19, all service government offices were closed. Only Ontario service offices at the Scarborough Town Center and one in Etobicoke were open this particular Friday. As every year, this person needed a government-approved stamp on his life certificate for his particular European pension that he receives from another country. Since Service Canada was closed, he decided to go on Friday to Ontario Service at the Scarborough Town Center. For some reason, he got the idea to check the internet for the phone number and to call and see if they were really open. The website of the Ontario Service told him that he needed a permission to get into the office. They gave him a link where he could download this permission form, and he tried this numerous times. He tried to download this permission, but his computer always got stuck during the download process. He was very upset, frustrated, and he decided to try it on Monday again, and he stayed home. In the late afternoon, he read on the internet, "Shooting in the Scarborough Town Center." Did God block his computer that he couldn't download the permission? And he says, "This is yet another proof that God or my guardian angel prevented me from going there." And that, brothers and sisters, is what spiritual development is all about, is when we come to realize how much He is doing for us, even as we speak, and behind the background that we don't know what God is doing for each of us. Yes, for each of us and all of us. Remember, don't think of yourself nothing short. You are a child of God. And your friend is not higher than you. He's not above you. He's not below you. And you are not below anyone. You are a child of God. Every one of us are children of God. That's why no one can boast, because we're all the same in God's eyes. He created us, He loves us, and He wants us to be with Him. He wants us to follow Him, because when life is good, it's because you're following the Lord. When life stinks, it's because we've swayed and we're doubting and we're allowing evil things to enter our mind. So think about that, brothers and sisters. Weariness can cause us to forget that God is along for the journey on our daily walk. The Lord will guide you continually. It's amazing what happens when we take the focus off ourselves and instead direct it towards others. This mentality diminishes our own circumstances, benefiting us with proper perspective. Depending on one situation, making the effort to fellowship and to interact with others, whether it's virtual learning or a phone call, that in itself is going to help another person. A few simple ways to nurture others when your own situation is limited is to send a text, an email, a card. Yeah, how about a handwritten letter? And keep in touch by telephone when possible. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Proverbs 11. Each of us is a work in progress and completely unique in what we are experiencing in life. Every trial, every difficult situation, and even weariness helps to mold us into the person we are and whom we are yet to become. It also equips us to be able to comfort others with understanding, empathy, and compassion. As 2 Corinthians 1, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. This is how we can choose to handle this situation, brothers and sisters, this pandemic. Once we figure out how to do all this, these points will help us in that process to help lessen and diminish our weariness, both in this time of disruption and uncertainty and in living the rest of our lives. Brothers and sisters, there's no need to feel weary. And yes, you're not alone, right? We all get that way. But the more we immerse ourselves in this beautiful book called the Bible, God's living word, then you, brothers and sisters, can believe that you will be strengthened. I'm telling you, brothers, is how many times I have turned to this beautiful book. And as I do my Bible study and I read, I find it so helpful, brothers and sisters, and you will too. You will too. So please spend some time in God's word. Spend some time in prayer. Prayer is so important. And you know what, brothers and sisters, maybe on another broadcast we'll talk actually about the power of prayer. Power of prayer moves mountains, right? Because we're asking God, and through the Holy Spirit, that's who does the moving, not us. But our prayers are listened to. They're not always answered, and they may not be answered at the time that we want, because we are such an impatient little group, aren't we? We want it right away because we just feel time is so important. But brothers and sisters, let's focus our time on God. Enjoy being in the presence of God. Be happy with yourself. And we're going to talk about personal happiness on the next broadcast. We're going to talk about, you know, that song, Don't Worry, Be Happy? Yeah, I think we all need that song in our lives. So, brothers and sisters, thank you again. You're so kind for being with me. I certainly appreciate your time each and every week that we come to you, every Tuesdays and Fridays afternoon here on Radio Maria. It's really a blessing. You know, weariness is a human thing that happens to all of us. You know, it isn't easy what we're all going through, and some of us have been through an awful lot. You know, someone once said, oh, we're all in this boat together. Well, no, we're all in the storm together, but our boat is different. What is in my boat compared to your boat? It's two different things. So, but we are connected, brothers and sisters. We are connected as a human race. And we have to start looking at every one of us through God's eyes. And when we start looking through the love of Jesus, through our Blessed Mother, who loved her son and said to the people at the wedding at Cana, do whatever he tells you. She gave the best advice ever. In other words, you want to live your life to the fullest. You want to have an abundant life. You want to be happy. You want to be healthy. Then you do whatever he tells you. You couldn't have asked for better advice. Brothers and sisters, let's all say a Hail Mary before we leave, shall we? As I look at our beautiful image of our Blessed Mother here in front of me as I give my broadcast. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Dear Blessed Mother, please take care of all the listeners that have tuned in today to this broadcast. And those who couldn't be with us, I ask you to reach out to them as well. Bring them healing, a much-needed peace. Ease their weariness. Give them strength and courage to get through this. Give them joy, brothers and sisters. Give them joy, Blessed Mother. Help them rejoice in knowing that we have a risen God, a God who loves us. Thank you, Blessed Mother. Bless every listener today. Bless the staff. Bless Father. Bless all our parishioners, all our churches, our parish priests, our deacons, all our lay people, and every single person who is in need of thy mercy. Thank you, Blessed Mother, as we ask for this through your Son, Jesus. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, it's always a pleasure being with you, and I am so grateful. Thank you so much for being with me. I hope you enjoy our broadcast. God bless you, and see you next time. Bye for now. I've got no